It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, July 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This story is going to be in the history books, namely the chapter about machines becoming alarmingly intelligent. A group of Google engineers tasked with looking for online fraud and other spammy things noticed something strange recently. Photos of cars for sale in China kept getting flagged as bad news, not by the humans, but by one of the algorithms that's part of the search engine. Russell Brandom wrote about this for the website The Verge. Russell, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So there is a familiar scam in China that involves stealing cars. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so you would take a picture of a car that was just on a street that you sort of noticed was often parked in this particular area. And then you would offer that car for sale somewhere. And so, you know, I'm looking not exactly on Craigslist, but on the Chinese equivalent of Craigslist, and I see this car for sale. I show up to buy it. So then once I'm there with my money in hand, they steal the car, drive it around, they say, oh, here it is. And then I hand over the money, and then I find out, oh, the car's stolen. And by that time, they're long gone.
But there's a sort of interesting digital wrinkle here, right? And it has to do with search engines and the way that they look at data and things like that?
The thing about it is they're posting these online. So a lot of the time it goes to online advertising exchanges like Google's AdWords or sort of a number of the other ones. So Google, when they're searching for fraud on AdWords, which they do, you know, a lot of it is kind of counterfeit handbags or something like that. These messages kept being flagged, and they said, oh, you know, there's something fishy about these car ads. It just looks like a used car ad, but it's behaving in this way that our algorithm has associated with criminal behavior.
It's almost as if the algorithm created by these engineers understands these red flags in its own way.
The really interesting thing to me was I talked to the people who, I guess they call them the like AdWords cops because they're looking for fraud on the network. And I said, oh, okay, so what was the thing that made this look suspicious? And they said, well, I couldn't even put it into words. It's all done with this enormous machine learning algorithm that just kind of looks at the data and they know it's some combination that the computer's flagging is suspicious, but it's really difficult to put into words just because there's so many thousands of factors involved.
It almost sounds like its own sentient entity.
Oh, yeah. Well, it certainly knows more than the people who created it. Like, that's the funny thing is, especially because these ads were made to look legitimate to a human being. The criminals are smart, and they know how to fool people, but they don't know how to fool this machine.
A really interesting story. Russell Brandom, reporter at The Verge, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
And before we go, any kid who loves playing with remote-controlled drones now has a vocation to shoot for: Deep Sea Explorer. The company Odyssey Marine Exploration has pulled 61 tons of silver bars off a cargo ship sunk by Nazis in 1941. Drones helped haul the silver up from the SS Gersopo, which was 3 miles underwater off the coast of Ireland. The total estimated value of the ship's cargo? $210 million. So if Junior wants to play with his drones, Mom, I say let him do it. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.